The appearance of our humic matter typically then is dark brown, that's giving us our colour and the O horizon. Half-lives are long, you can see in a river, due to the fact we've got tumbling of the material as it goes through the water, giving high access to oxygen and acid, whereas in the soil, that's not the case. So you've got 500-year half-life as opposed to much shorter half-life in the river. The fulvic acid is making up a major part of our organic fraction in the soil. Playing a song, it's very nice. The fulvic acids, then, they move a lot of the iron and the aluminium out of the minerals that we're finding in the soil. The fulvic acids then, they bind to those metals, they move them down from one horizon to the next, and then when the pH conditions change in the next horizon, they then drop out again. So that's why I showed you that BIF formation at the start, that banded iron formation. The material had been solubilized, it had moved down into different redox conditions, and then it had fallen out. Now, when one metal falls out, it's quite common for other metals to follow suit. The people that do mining, they know this, and they go looking for places for an indicator metal because they're likely to find a precious metal in a similar sort of environment.